Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I would like to welcome you to another opportunity to share the Lord's word and to get some revelation and some understanding. I welcome all of my guests, whether it be by phone or by internet. I am Apostle Gloria Hawkins of Tell Them Ministries. I bless you in the name of our Lord, Savior Jesus Christ. I thank each of you for the opportunity to allow me to come in to your world and just share what the Lord has shown me and shared with me. Let us open up with prayer. Father, it is in the mighty name of Jesus that we say good morning to you and your people. We thank you for another opportunity to see a new day that we've never seen before. We thank you for the opportunity to go forth and do what you have called us to do in spite of our circumstances and situations. We bless your name on high. We exalt you. Heavenly Father, we ask that you use this time for us to gain greater knowledge and understanding of who you are. We thank you for your Son, Jesus. We thank you for your Holy Spirit that rests, rule, and abide in us, that indwells in us on this day. We love you, we honor you, and we bless your holy name. Again, I'd like to say good morning, and if there's anyone on the line who would like to join in the discussion, share a thought, ask a question, please feel free to press 1 and I will bring you live. As I noted in the information for the broadcast today, my question that is posed is, what is your yoke? Whose yoke are you carrying? So many times I meet people who are bound. They're dealing with different issues of life, different struggles, different past issues, present issues, with their focus on the issues that are to come, what they believe will be their outcome, what they believe will come against them, the issues, and it's really challenging to hear and see so many people who are carrying a yoke of bondage, are carrying a yoke from their past and operating in fear today as well as fear of tomorrow. So many people are not happy. They're just so distraught, and they're seemingly so fragile sometimes because of their past hurts and things that they continue to carry and have not gotten over or moved past and put behind them. And it is very disturbing. And when you operate in the gifts of the Spirit, when you operate in identifying those things in people that hinder them, we must be mindful to cast our cares on the Lord, for he careth for us. And for some of us, that can be very challenging, that can be very difficult, and seemingly impossible. But I'm here to tell you today that all things are possible through Christ Jesus, who strengthens us, who is our Alpha and Omega, and to let you know that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, no matter how hard, no matter how undeniably frustrating it may be, we can do all things. We can be delivered. We can be free, and we can have that abundant life that Christ came for us to have. When we look at the scripture reference for today, it is coming from Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. And I'm just going to read that. And it says, verse 28, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke," verse 29, "take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek, lowly in heart, and he shall find rest unto your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." And that is coming from the King James Version of the Bible. When we look at that and you look at the back history or the backstory leading up to these last three verses, we see there's a lot of turmoil. There's a lot of confusion. There is a lot of things going on in this particular time that are just causing people to be distraught. They're confused. They're all over the place. They're just under the rule of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. They're under the oppression of things to come. They're under so much distress. And it is hard when we know for ourselves when it seemingly we have everything coming up against us at one time, whether it be financial, whether it be relational, whether it be our jobs, our churches, and different things in life. We know that the pressure can come upon us and it can be seemingly heavy. We go through life with issues of our past, and we just labor. When we're laboring, we're toiling, we're pressing, and we're grinding, and, you know, you're just laboring. You're wearing yourself out. You're doing things that, you know, if you just take the moment and realize, hey, I need to take a break. I need to look at this differently. We've all heard the saying, work smarter and not harder. So many times we work harder and we forget about the smarter. We feel like there's so much we have to do that we can't do, we're trying to do, and we're just continuing to just labor. We're enduring the issues of life and we're operating with heaviness and depression and anger and unforgiveness. And how many of you know when you operate with these issues in your life, it can be so tiring. It can be so, so very tiring. You're looking at it and you're like, okay, I didn't do much today. You know, you might have been a day that you wanted to rest and you just wanted to relax. But because of the issues going on in your spirit, those things going on in your mind, you are just laboring and you're so heavy and you're dealing with depression and just so many things in the government, the churches, the families. You're just laboring and you're heavy, heavy. It feels like the weight of the world is on your shoulder. But here Jesus is speaking. When you look in the Bible, this is in red, and this is where Jesus speaks. He said, "I will give you rest. Come unto me, and I will give you rest. All of you that labor, all that are heavy laden, all of the issues of life, come to me, and he will give us rest." And then he goes on in verse 29 and says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me." Take up his yoke. What is his yoke? His yoke is love, meekness. And he goes on to say in the next sentence, "For I am meek. I am humble, lowly in heart." So this is the way we're supposed to be. This is how we're supposed to live our lives, meek and lowly, humbling ourselves and not worrying about the cares of this world, not being concerned about those issues that we have no control over. But we're seeing so many times people are caught up with the yokes of their life, and they turn to other things. They turn to alcohol. They turn to drugs. They turn to sex. They turn to becoming a workaholic. They turn to any solution other than Christ. These other things that we may have turned to, they're not going to give us rest. They may, I'm not even going to say that you'll forget for a moment, because the whole time you're drinking, and I am speaking from experience, the whole time you're drinking or whatever it is you're doing, it is always in the back of your mind. And sometimes it's a drive, it is the driving force to cause us to be reckless, to cause us to move from under the safety and out of the net of Christ into a danger zone. It will cause us to do and say things, and sometimes we hurt people out of our frustration. We hurt ourselves out of frustration. Some can become very belligerent. Some can move out of character and cause us to go on a downward spiral. But Christ is saying, take my yoke. And when we look at it, what is a yoke? And I did a little research, and I looked at it. More often than not, a yoke is placed on an ox, a beast of burden, a work animal. And the yoke is put on them to, it's usually two oxen, and they're in this yoke together. That way, whichever way the one on the right goes, the one on the left has to follow. And whichever way the one on the left goes, the right has to follow. They go together. And yes, you can have one, but it is a beast of burden. It is a work animal. It is a animal designed to carry the burden. And here we're saying, if we put on a yoke, the yoke of Christ, if we put on that yoke, we are being guided and steered by the Holy One. We're not left to our own devices. We're not left to our own understanding. We're not left to the pressures of our life, because we are allowing our Lord and Savior to guide and direct us. The yoke on an oxen is just like the reins on a horse. Whoever is riding has the power to direct, has the power to control. What is your yoke? What is controlling you? What is causing you to go to the left or go to the right? Is it destroying your family? Is it destroying you? Is it a yoke of pride? Is it a yoke of depression? Is it a yoke of unforgiveness? Is it a yoke of generational curses? Is it a yoke of blasphemy? Is it a yoke of just sin? What is the yoke that is controlling you? What is that yoke? Because we have to get to a place that we truly turn our lives over to the Lord and submit unto Him and be humble. He says, learn of me. Learn of me. For I am meek. He's telling you He is meek. He could have easily been yoked up with the pressures that were going on around him. He could have operated in unforgiveness because they were not receiving him. He could have operated in the same thing that we deal with. And in so many of it, when he was here, when Christ was here in his human form, he dealt with the very things that we deal with every day. And even in the midst of that, he remained meek and lowly in heart. He remained humble and submissive. He remained, he knew the value of his light. He knew he was who he was representing. He knew what his purpose was. He knew why he had been sent into the earth. And it was not to make a great name for himself. It was not to gain the riches of this world. It was not to just wipe the house out. It was not to destroy, but to save. When we look at the example of Christ and we take the time to learn of him, learn his ways, learn what he has set for us to do, when we take the time to learn of him, and that is a daily process, we are ever learning. We should be ever learning. No one should ever get to the point to feel like they have arrived and they know it all, because we don't. We know in part, we prophesy in part, and then it will be revealed unto us. No, we don't know everything. And we're journeying through this land. We're moving forward. But because there is a yoke, so many are hindered. So many are stuck. Because they are more concerned about what's going on around them than what Christ said for us to do. Yes, there will be challenges. Yes, there will be issues that come up that are seemingly overwhelming sometimes. But if we've taken the time to prepare, we will be ready when those things come up, when those issues of life come up, when those decisions that need to be made come up. If we have spent time with Christ in the Word, laying on our faces, seeking the face of God, we will be ready. But so oftentimes we have people who wait until the last minute. They wait until destruction is at the door, and then they try to seek help. They operate with depression. At that point, when you are rushing to do something, some facet of that will be missed. It will be overlooked. Take your time. Learn of him. Study his word. Sit in meditation and listen. So oftentimes, people, we don't go to Christ, we don't go to God until, you know, the hellhounds are at the door, until the trouble comes to the door and we get in a frantic state of not knowing what to do, not knowing where to go, not knowing who to talk to, not knowing how to fix this, not knowing. But when you're grounded and rooted in Jesus, when you're grounded and rooted in the things of God, when you are led by the Spirit, you won't get to that point. I've been there. I've been there more times than I would care to admit. And even now, some days it's just like I go off. But I thank God that my recovery time has lessened and lessened and lessened over time, because I take the time to learn of him. Holy Spirit, lead me. Speak to me. What am I to do in this season? What am I to do in this situation? What am I to say? How am I to look at this? And we have to remember the scripture that says, all things work together for the good of those that love Christ Jesus and are called according to his purpose. It is not our purpose that we are called. It is his purpose that we are called. And so oftentimes, because we don't take the time to come to him, to get that rest that he's offering, and we don't take the time to learn of him, learn of his ways, take up his yoke, do what he has called us to do, be obedient according to his word, it is then that we labor. It is then that we are heavy laden. It is then that we are yoked up by those things of this world, and we leave very little room for Christ to come in. We lose hope. We lose faith because we're more concerned about what's going on around us than we are looking at him. Seek his face, learn of him, for he is meek and lowly in heart, that our souls may find rest. We don't have to walk with the yoke of this world, but let us walk with the yoke of Christ, and let us walk with it being meek and lowly, being humble and submissive, not promoting ourselves, allowing God to take us where he wants us to go, allowing ourselves to do what he says for us to do. But one of the reasons that we don't do that is because we don't trust God. Yes, I said it. We sit in our churches and we sit in our houses of worship and we sit carrying our Bible and we carry this and we talk. We talk about the goodness of the Lord. We talk about the forgiveness. We talk about it. And we say to the scripture, I will trust the Lord. If you are still caught up with the yoke of this world, you are not trusting the Lord. You're trusting yourself. The word tells us that we are not to lean to our own understanding, that we are not to operate based on our knowledge, operate on what we have learned, but we are to operate according to the word of God. And only when we surrender ourselves to trust God, only when we surrender ourselves to the authority of the Holy Spirit, only when we surrender ourselves to those things that Christ has called us to will our burden be light. Then will our yoke be easy. Then you can walk with peace, wisdom, and understanding, even in times of testing and trials, even when it seems like the world is falling apart around you. But you walk with peace. You walk with wisdom and understanding. I thank God for this day. I thank him for the opportunity to come before you. If you have prayer requests, I ask that you visit my website, tellthemministries.com. You can leave your comment and prayer request there. Also, you can find me on Facebook, Gloria Hawkins at facebook.com, and tellthemministries at facebook.com, each of which, if you have a comment, prayer request, or if there is a topic that you would like for us to address, please contact me there. Also, if there is a desire for me to come to speak to your group, your church, your ministry, you can also leave that information there, contact information. We are still moving forward with unmasking the pain, and taking up his yoke is a part of unmasking the pain, because we're going in to find out what hinders you, what did hinder you, what is stopping you from reaching your destiny, what is stopping you from getting there. And we have to be honest and realize that there are some things that have hindered us for years. There's a thorn in our flesh, and, you know, God gives us the grace to go through everything that we are faced with in life, but we don't go through it alone. We don't go through it. We just trust him. Trust him. I encourage you, my brother and my sister, and to trust the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to your own understanding. As he said, come unto me and I will give you rest. The labor, the heavy laden, come unto me and I will give you rest. I would like to take this time to thank our callers, again, those on the phone, those that have joined us by internet. I thank God for each of you. I thank you that you did not consider it robbery to join me this morning for Tell Them Ministries on the radio. It is truly a blessing. As for... we will be back on next Saturday morning with another discussion. I would ask that you would join Apostle Valerie and Benny Burrell for the Empowerment Place on tomorrow evening at 8 p.m. You can dial this same number. We encourage you to share the broadcast information with your family and friends. Share it, share it, share it. We're on a mission to get the word out. We're on a mission to spread the gospel of Christ. We are on a mission to do the mandate that God has given us. We are on assignment. And to get God, get the captives free, that they may know God, that they may know Christ, and that they may know the Holy Spirit. And in doing that, they will know themselves. They will realize that the yoke that they carry, the bondage that they've been in, the hindrance that they've dealt with, the uncertainty that has been in their lives, they can be free. They can live a life of abundance. They can live a life of peace and joy. It doesn't have to be hard. It can be easy. But so oftentimes we make it hard. That does not negate the fact there have been people in our lives that have seemingly just come in to wreak havoc, to destroy. But God said, I will do a new thing. So what may have been torn down or seemingly destroyed, he will make new. He will give you beauty for your ashes. You must take up his yoke and love on him. I bless God for each of you today. I ask that you go forth and love someone in the name of Jesus. God bless you. Thank you for joining. Bye-bye.